Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your tech consultant, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, Form unveils a $200 AR swim goggles that, yes, you can wear underwater. No Man's Sky Beyond trailer reveals expanded multiplayer and the addition of virtual reality. And happening in this week's What The, a Brazilian gang leader tried to escape from prison by dressing up as his 19-year-old daughter. Actually didn't do a bad job either. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi everyone, sport technology company Form has just revealed the Form Swim Goggles. It enables you to view performance metrics on an augmented reality display on swim goggles that, yes, you can wear underwater. The lightweight goggles will sell for $200 and come from a startup created by Dan Eisenhart. He previously sold Recon instruments to Intel back in 2015. The see-through AR display can show you how you were doing in a timed race in real time. Developed over the past 4 years in collaboration with top competitive swimmers and coaches, including former Olympians, the Form Swim Goggles make training smarter, more purposeful, and more engaging for swimmers of all levels. The Vancouver-based company said recently that the Form Swim Goggles combine three components: an augmented reality display integrated into the goggles lens. This display provides a completely unobtrusive see-through experience and always appears in focus. A miniaturized onboard computer with an ultra-compact profile and 16 hours of battery life, which I'm guessing nobody's going to go swimming for that long. This onboard computer uses artificial intelligence to track and display metrics like split times, distance, stroke rate, and stroke count. A premium swim goggles design comes with this package too. Form uses high-grade materials and industry-leading manufacturing processes to provide optimal fit, durability, and hydrodynamics in a design that feels just like a regular pair of swim goggles, Form said. The Form Swim Goggles are available and ready to ship internationally right now from form.com for $200. US anyway. This is pretty interesting. Tesla back in the news again, but not for something the company did. This time, we're talking about a mod. Automatic license plate reader cameras are controversial enough when deployed by law enforcement, given that they can create a panopticon of transit throughout a city. Now, one hacker has found a way to put a sample of that power for safety, he says, and for surveillance into the hands of anyone with a Tesla vehicle and a few hundred dollars to spare. At the DEF CON Hacker Conference, security researcher Truman Kane debuted what he calls the Surveillance Detection Scout. The DIY computer fits into the middle console of a Tesla Model S or Model 3. It plugs into its dashboard USB port and turns the car's built-in cameras the same dash and rear view cameras providing a 360-degree view used for Tesla's autopilot and Sentry features into a system that spots, tracks, and stores license plates and faces over time. The tool uses open source image recognition software to automatically put an alert on the Tesla's display and the user's phone if it repeatedly sees the same license plate. When the car is parked, it can track nearby faces to see which ones repeatedly appear. Kane says the intent is to offer a warning that someone might be preparing to steal the car, tamper with it, or break into the driver's nearby home. Despite the obvious privacy concerns, well, Kane pitches his invention primarily as a helpful tool for Tesla owners who rate above average on the paranoia spectrum. It turns your Tesla into an AI-powered surveillance station, Kane says. It's meant to be another set of eyes to help out and tell you it's seen a license plate following you over multiple days or even multiple turns of a single trip. Kane, a consultant for the security firm Trevora, also isn't oblivious to his creation's creep factor. He says the surveillance detection scout demonstrates the kind of surveillance the data that self-driving cars already collect could enable. If a large group of surveillance detection scouts were to combine their license plate recognition data, a feature that Kane has purposefully left out of the software, well, the system could create a crowdsourced version of the same powerful surveillance provided by commercial automatic license plate reader systems, whose use by police has been banned in some states now. I'm not doing any cutting-edge AI, Kane says. I'm just applying what's already freely available off the shelf. The software even identifies the make and model of cars it sees based on license plate lookups on the service findmyplate.com. Kane says he's built his system in part to demonstrate the possibilities of self-driving cars' video surveillance before a shady commercial startup could do it first, one that might aggregate the data between users rather than keep it separated. A new era of ubiquitous self-driving car video data collection is coming, he says, and that much of it may end up on centralized repositories. But he also admits that someone could easily tweak his code to enable data sharing between users, taking a big step towards the very future that he's warning about. With the new season of Drone Racing League premiering this month, its competitors will be racing the fourth version of its high-speed first-person view drone. That machine, called the DRL Racer 4, can accelerate from 0 to 90 miles an hour in under 1 second. It has a carbon fiber canopy and has 1,000 colorful LED lights. And thanks to the league's decision to enter the consumer drone market, well, that means you'll be able to pre-order a street-ready version of your very own. The league has launched the DRL Racer 4 Street as a Kickstarter project with an estimated delivery date of April 2020. After many requests to purchase a Racer 3, we made sure to answer the demand with the street version of our next generation drone, the project's description reads. The league promises a true field-ready version of the DRL Racer 4 drone with the same power configuration. However, its electronic systems will be redesigned to support off-the-shelf and plug-and-play parts, so you can easily find components and fix it if it breaks. The bad news is that the league can only offer shipping within the U.S. at the moment. However, if you guys want to change that, you are more than welcome to send me one here in Australia, though it may open orders to other regions if there is enough demand. I've already told them of my interest. I hope everybody else does too. You'll have to take a survey online to let the league know. If you are in the U.S., you'll have to pledge $5.99 to get a DRL Racer 4 Street drone as a reward. Oh, how many have been waiting for this in the gaming world? Players can now get their first look at the world of No Man's Sky Beyond. It's the long-awaited update to the popular space exploration franchise. Hello Games just released the first trailer for Beyond, which will include even more MMO-style gameplay and support, finally, for virtual reality. I think this is going to push me into buying this game as well. In fact, right now, just to let you know, it's half off on their Steam sale. I'm not sure what it's going for on PlayStation. After last summer's Next set the stage for what multiplayer mode and shifting perspectives could bring to the game, expectations have been pretty high. Hello Games founder Sean Murray called Beyond the biggest update to the No Man's Sky series yet. A look at the trailer reveals vivid imagery, bigger and more detailed ships and buildings, as well as rideable animals. While Next added multiplayer for up to 4 players, the trailer suggests around around a dozen players. Beyond will be released on August 14th and will be available free on Xbox, PC, PS4, PSVR, and Steam VR as long as you already own the game. At least that's what they keep emphasizing. It's not clear if you buy the game after this update, if you're going to have to purchase it or not. Time will tell. The Serengeti is one of the last remaining sites in the world that hosts an intact community of large mammals. These animals roam over vast swaths of land, some migrating thousands of miles across multiple countries following seasonal rainfall. There is a great urgency, however, to understand how these animals' communities function as human pressures grow, both in order to understand the dynamics of these last pristine ecosystems and to formulate effective management plans to conserve and protect the integrity of this unique biodiversity hotspot. To this end, DeepMind is collaborating with ecologists and conservationists to develop machine learning methods to help study the behavioral dynamics of an entire African animal community in the Serengeti National Park in Tanzania. The Serengeti region is globally unparalleled in its biodiversity. It hosts an estimated 70 large mammal species and 500 bird species, thanks in part to its unique geology and varied habitat. Almost a decade ago, the Serengeti Lion Research Program installed hundreds of motion-sensitive cameras within the core of the protected area. The cameras are triggered by passing wildlife, capturing animal images frequently across vast spatial scales. This allows researchers to study animal behavior, distribution, and demography with great spatial and temporal resolution. Now, over the last 9 years, the team has collected and stored millions of photos like the ones that you see on the screen. Until recently, however, volunteers from across the globe have helped to identify and count the species in the photos by hand using the Zooniverse web-based platform that hosts many similar projects for citizen scientists. This has resulted in a rich data set, Snapshot Serengeti, featuring labels and counts for around 50 different species. Now, currently, the process is labor-intensive and time-consuming. It takes up to a year from the time a camera is triggered until labels are collected from volunteers. Now, this bottleneck has impeded scientists' ability to perform basic research. Using machine learning for conservation is nothing new. For example, researchers have previously leveraged tourist photos and YouTube videos to track animals and audio recordings to identify species by their calls. Now, camera trap data can be hard to work with. Animals may appear out of focus and can be at many different distances and positions with respect to the camera. Thanks to AI, they now have a model that can perform on par with or better than humans for most of the species in the region. Importantly, this method shortens the data processing pipeline by up to 9 months, which has immense potential to help researchers in the field. Of course, fieldwork is challenging and fraught with unexpected hazards such as failing power lines and limited or no internet access. The project is currently preparing the software for deployment in the field and looking at ways to safely run the pre-trained model with modest hardware requirements and little internet access. The project has worked closely with collaborators in the field to be sure that the technology is used responsibly. Once in place, researchers in the Serengeti will be able to make direct use of this tool, helping provide them with up-to-date species information to better support their conservation efforts. On-demand delivery business Postmates is expected to receive the first ever permit for sidewalk robotics operations in the city of San Francisco. Now, according to San Francisco Public Works, the permits are active for 180 days and authorize the testing of up to 3 autonomous delivery devices. A representative of Public Works says the permit has not been issued just yet, however. Postmates has since 2017 been working alongside San Francisco Supervisor Norman Yee and labor and advocacy groups to develop a framework for sidewalk robotics. The issue issue of the permit expected soon makes San Francisco one of the first cities to formally allow companies to test autonomous delivery robots under a new pilot program. Now, previously, companies were testing autonomous robots in various San Francisco streets, sans permits, until the city voted to ban street robots from testing without official government approval, akin to the electric scooter saga back in 2018. We've been eager to work directly with cities to seek a collaborative and inclusive approach to robotic deployment that represents our public rights of way, including community input, and allows cities to develop thoughtful regulation regimes, a representative of Postmates said in a statement provided to TechCrunch. Postmates' semi-autonomous sidewalk rover Serve was unveiled in December. Using cameras and LiDAR to navigate sidewalks, Serve can carry 50 pounds for up to 25 miles after one charge. Postmates has a human pilot remotely monitoring the Serve fleets, and each rover has a help button touchscreen and video chat display for customers or passers-by to use if necessary. Now, the company originally said they plan to roll out the bots in 2019, though no pilots have been officially announced as of yet. Postmates says they've made a number of changes to the Serve in recent months, including implementing new LiDAR tech that's smaller, more lightweight, and durable with zero emission capabilities. In the near future, you might not have to traipse to your doctor or pharmacy to determine your blood pressure. Researchers have figured out a way to accurately measure it with your phone's camera. Of course. A selfie video might be all you need to find out your blood pressure, per a study by researchers in Canada and China. University of Toronto developmental psychologist Kang Lee and his postdoctoral researcher Paul Zen developed a technology called transdermal optical imaging, or TOI. It works by taking into account the fact our facial skin is translucent. Optical sensors on smartphones can actually capture red light reflected from the hemoglobin under our skin, which allows TOI to visualize and measure changes in blood flow. The researchers used the tech to analyze two-minute selfie videos of 1,300 adults that were captured with an iPhone camera. Compared with standard methods of determining blood pressure, they were able to measure three types of blood pressure with around 95% accuracy. TOI can also analyze faces in pre-recorded videos. Lee co-founded Neurologix. It's a startup that released an app called Anura. When you record a 30-second video selfie, the app provides you with resting heart rate and stress level measurements. Neurologix plans to release another version of that app in China this fall that adds blood pressure measurement to the mix. On the privacy front, Lee says the app uploads results of the analysis to the cloud, but not people's video selfies. Neurologix plans to offer access to more detailed health data for a monthly fee. The team eventually hopes to track other health attributes as well with the tech, including blood glucose levels, hemoglobin, and cholesterol. However, the tech needs some extra research to make it more accurate. The vast majority of study participants were of East Asian or European descent, and it didn't include people with very dark skin or fair skin. Expanding the diversity of research participants will improve the tech's accuracy, though. The technology could help people at risk of hypertension or hypotension-related issues to track their blood pressure without the need for a dedicated device. It could also help people with limited healthcare access, such as folks in remote areas. If you set up a computer or your phone, well, you can get a doctor who is, let's say, in Toronto, and then you can talk to each other and diagnose simultaneously. I absolutely love SpaceX videos. It makes me think what it must have been watching the videos of the moon landing back in the late 60s. Go M's Tree now has two epic catches on her resume. The speedy, net-equipped SpaceX boat plucked a payload fairing out of the sky for the second time ever recently, during the launch of the Amos 17 communication satellite atop a two-stage Falcon 9 rocket. Rocket fairing falls from space and is caught by M's tree boat, SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk said about 75 minutes after liftoff via Twitter, where he posted a 28-second long video of the fairing half settling into Go M's tree's net in the Atlantic Ocean far off the Florida coast. There's a significant financial incentive to recover and reuse payload fairings. Each one costs about $6 million. SpaceX also reuses its rockets, of course. The company has successfully landed Falcon 9 first stages 44 times now, and more than 20 boosters have taken to the skies multiple times. The Falcon 9 that launched recently had a used first stage, and the booster had two previous liftoffs under its belt. But there was no third landing for this rocket. Amos 17 is a very heavy satellite, and it was bound for relatively distant orbit, so the booster didn't have enough fuel left over to get itself back home safely. And time for random headlines. These are stories I didn't have time to get to today, but I thought deserved a little bit more attention. If you do want to know more, simply Google the headline. Twitch unveils its own desktop broadcasting app. Human Things Nintendo Switch charger is also a portable TV dock. Facebook tests paid video subscriptions starting with College Humor. Netflix signs a $200 million deal with Game of Thrones showrunners. Facial recognition is going to catch sleepy taxi drivers in Russia. The Galaxy Note 10 can stream games to your PC. And it even has an S Pen that is also a wand that controls your phone. And finally, Beyond Meat comes to Subway in the form of a meatball. And finally, happening in this week's What The, a Brazilian gang leader tried to escape from prison by dressing up as his 19-year-old daughter who was visiting him. Clavino de Silva, known as Shorty, was stopped by officials in the prison in the western part of Rio de Janeiro over the weekend. This is according to the Associated Press. De Silva, who authorities say was part of the Red Command, it's a powerful criminal group that controls drug trafficking in the area, had apparently planned to leave his daughter in his place as he walked free. De Silva, 42, is serving a 73-year sentence for drug trafficking. The AP described officials as saying De Silva was taken to a part of a maximum security prison where he would face punishment. This isn't De Silva's first escape attempt either. Back in 2013, he actually escaped from the same prison through a sewer, but was captured again a month later. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, send me an email, why don't you? djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast. Audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world.